This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Virtual meeting today for the Eaton Fire. They're getting people ready for the cleanup. More Pasadena school kids going back today. A lot of mud on the roads after our first rains.
Yeah, definitely up in the Hughes Fire area. We've got the flash flood watch in effect until 10 o'clock this morning there. And mudslide danger still with us in the LA area. John Baird live this morning.
Well, of course, everyone was worried with the rains that we would have these mud flows, debris flows in the burn areas, you know, the Palisades fire zone and the Eaton fire zone after they've already been through a catastrophe. But we haven't had anything major. It appears we had some mud that accumulated on Palisades Drive. The fire department was dealing with up there, and Caltrans announced, you know, mudslides in Topanga Canyon, which prompted the closure of a section of PCH. Here in Woodland Hills, I'm at the top of Mulholland Drive. This is a dirt road, and, you know, basically they got a little mud on it and some vehicles got stuck. But, you know, Josh West, who's an earth sciences professor over at USC, says, you know, we still have the danger in the hours right after some rain and going forward as well.
Well, the good news is that it does decreased with time, and you know, the time to be most vigilant, and that we're going to have to, you know, be most sort of sitting on the edge of our seats with concern is going to be the first year or two.
I was talking to another resident up here off Mulholland who was just shrugging this off. He says it's a dirt road, and they've got a park up there, a state park up there, and people go up here. They like to, you know, drive four-wheelers, on this road and have some fun. And apparently a few vehicles got stuck, but no, it wasn't a mudslide.
We live in Los Angeles. It is a part of the natural phenomenon that we live with, that we have mudslides. If you're talking about that generally, sure, that's the thing.
So again, the earth sciences professor, he was telling me during the rain and after the rain, that's when the risk of a mudslide is the highest. But then if we get future storms in the coming weeks and months, or even in the next year or two, we could also have problems in these burn areas.
All right, John, thanks. LA County with a virtual meeting today to give info to those impacted by the Eaton Fire. They've got to get these right of entry forms out to make them available to people online starting tomorrow. That'll get you on the way to getting the debris cleaned up. We talked to LA County Supervisor Catherine Barker about it.
Phase one is the EPA, and that is already underway. When I was up in Altadena, I saw tags that have been placed on property so that I know they have gone around and they are looking and taking care of the hazardous waste. Now we have to accelerate it, get the Army Corps of Engineers in there to get the debris removal going so that my constituents can begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, so that's where those forums come in. You got to let the Army Corps come and do its work. Phase one started last week. A meeting is at 4 o'clock, and those forums can be found starting tomorrow, recovery.lacounty.gov.
Well, speaking of phases, Pasadena School District kicking off phase two of its reopening today. Several schools, including Field Elementary, Washington STEM, and Madison Elementary, among those to reopen. Schools will be giving out masks to all the students and the staff when they return.
Public Works crews and residents with the K-rails and the sandbags, right, trying to prevent some of that debris from getting out of the burn areas when it rained. Here's Pete Demetrio.
Meaning the runoff here can get into where you're talking about the spreading basins and things like that. That's the water supply.
Yes, sir.
And you're really concerned about those toxins getting in there.
Yeah, we're super concerned about toxins getting into drinking water and other waterways throughout California.
How many crews do you have up here at this point? How many from the CCC? Do you know, rough estimate?
So between Eaton and Palisades, we have 32 crews currently, and with more on the way.
About, what, 400 people?
Yeah, so around over 400 personnel are between multiple state agencies are working on specifically this watershed protection project.
Stay out of the ocean for at least 3 days or you could get sick. You know how it works after the rain. LA Public Health says the rain sends bacteria, chemicals, trash, and all sorts of nasty stuff into the storm drains, and that ends up in the ocean, making the water unsafe.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, let's talk about Palisades. More people might be allowed to go back in tomorrow just to look at their properties. What about the cleanups, though, and the start of the rebuilding work? There was a lot of talk when President Trump was here holding the roundtable. Councilwoman Tracy Park represents the Palisades and is with us now.
Councilwoman, good morning.
Good morning.
So what can you tell us specifically about the schedule and when cleanup can begin?
Well, you know, still really good questions and a need for more clarity around the answers. Here's what we learned last night, sort of generally. Currently, the EPA is leading the cleanup of what they call hazardous household materials. They have already begun the process of assessing homes and will, in coming days, begin that initial cleanup of some of those hazardous materials. When that is underway, then the process of actual fire debris removal can begin and follow along behind the EPA. One of the questions that I have had, and I think many of our constituents have had, is why do we have to do this in two phases at all? Why do we have to start with one kind of hazardous materials when the entire pile of rubble is hazardous? Why can't we just come in all at once and remove the debris? And so that has been a pervasive question. But there are some safety reasons why they need to go and get things like propane tanks and Tesla power walls out of the containment area before the general debris removal can begin. Another sort of important takeaway from last night is phase two, which is the debris removal and how that's going to work. The Army Corps of Engineers, in partnership with FEMA, offers a free debris removal program, and that can include all of the fire debris as well as foundations and the top layer of soil. To register for the free program on Tuesday, there will be a document available called a right of entry. This is a process that's being managed by the county, but on Tuesday, that document will be available, and that will get the folks into the queue for the free government program. One tip that was mentioned last night was that clusters of homes or individual neighborhoods where people are actively working together and applying together are likely to get priority in terms of the timeline. So important takeaway there. There is another option for folks who want to clear the debris themselves to opt out of the government program and hire a skilled debris removal specialist through their insurance company. And that is up to each individual policyholder to know and understand what type of coverage they have for debris removal, if it's adequate, or whether they want to participate in the free program. So those were some of the big takeaways on the timeline, but very hard to get a commitment out of folks as to when, you know, we'll have actual bulldozers.
Let me jump in here, because that's my question, right? If all of that is for phase two, you got to get your forms, and we know the tip, go ahead with some of your neighbors, and maybe it'll happen faster, or contract it out, do it for yourself. But we're not even there yet. So at what point do we think the EPA is going to be done with that phase one?
I think it will be several months at minimum. But the good news is, once they're done and the lot is cleared, there is no reason that the owner of that lot cannot start building. So another tip for folks, talk to your architects now and let's start getting your building permits approved now.
Several months
people
for...
People are going to build like for like. We are basically going to rubber stamp those and get those folks started.
Several months for both cleanups or just for the EPA cleanup?
The EPA cleanup.
Several months can be 3 months. It can be 8 months. It can be 18 months. What does several months mean to you?
And therein lies the real frustration. People need practical advice so they can know, do I sign a 6 month lease or a 12 month lease to get through this? I think realistically, folks, we're at minimum a year out from having substantial folks on the ground actually in the rebuilding process. They are throwing every resource at this. We're going to do everything that we can to speed this up. But this is also a burn area larger than the size of Manhattan, on top of very complex geographical terrain, on top of an entire infrastructure system that was damaged by the fires.
There was a lot of talk at the... I just want to jump in again. There was a lot of talk at the roundtable with President Trump about some homeowners who were telling him, you know, we've been told 18 months, and you know that they were not happy with that number, and he didn't seem happy with it either. And you tried to jump in and provide some clarity at that meeting because we heard you. But it doesn't seem at this point like 18 months is actually far off.
Well, I think what they were trying to convey is start to finish by the time all of the debris is out of the Palisades, 18 months. But the missed point was there is no reason people cannot get started building in the meantime. Once their lot has been cleared, they're free to begin the building process. And that can happen concurrently with the work that we're going to be doing on roads and pipes and wires and other infrastructure. And I think that's a really important clarification for folks.
So debris, so again, it's confusing.
It's very complicated.
It's complicated, it's confusing. So debris removal, best case scenario, debris removal could be done by this time, and then rebuilding starts when?
Each individual lot owner can begin rebuilding as soon as their lot is cleared, assuming they have their architect and their permits ready to go.
But it could take several months. We don't know the definition of several before the lots are clear.
Yes.
All right.
That's right. And, you know, inevitably, someone is going to be first and someone is going to be last.
I feel like it's still clear as mud, Tracy.
and you know what? And I think a lot of us feel that way about it, too.
I mean, how is this?
I have a lot of unanswered questions.
How does this sit with you?
And I want to give voice to that frustration. These are people that are highly motivated. They are ready to get in and get started. And there are just layers and layers of process and bureaucracy on top of it. And that's just an added frustration for a lot of people who need forward progress.
Yeah, I mean, just frustration even cut it for some of these, because you talk to them, that they're in your district, and they're saying, look, I'm ready to go. And I was told, everyone keeps saying, we're going to do what we can to cut the red tape, and it's going to be as easy as we can. But then they hear this, and they go, I thought it was going to be sooner.
Yeah, well, and it's frustrating when you know that the entire thing is a toxic mess. Why do we have to come in and do it in two or three phases rather than just have in one fell swoop remove the entire mess and scrape it back down to the dirt to get people started? But instead, there are just procedurally multiple steps and layers to it, and navigating through that is a challenge. And for folks who want to have an efficient, fast process, this feels bureaucratic, needlessly bureaucratic in some ways.
All right. Councilwoman Tracy Park represents the Palisades. Thanks, as always, for trying to walk us through some of this.
All right. Hang in there. We'll talk soon.
Newly confirmed Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth arrived at the Pentagon this morning for stay on the job, talked to reporters, and said that more executive orders from the president are on the way.
Today, there are more executive orders coming. Fully support on removing DEI inside the Pentagon, reinstating troops who were pushed out because of COVID mandates.
Colombia accepting deported migrants after first saying no, rejecting a couple flights from landing in the country. Here's Cammie McCormick.
The White House is claiming victory after the standoff. Colombia's president had refused to allow two U.S. military aircraft carrying migrants to land. President Trump then ordered 25% tariffs on incoming Colombian goods. Colombia will now accept the flights. Guadalupe Carrera Cabrera of George Mason University says the message has been sent.
This is also a sign to other countries, particularly a sign to Mexico.
Colombia and the U.S. have long been partners in the fight against narcotics. Trafficking.
U.S. imports about 20% of the coffee from Colombia, also one of the world's largest banana, avocado, and flour exporters.
Researchers in the UC system say they're concerned as the Trump administration has put what has so far been called a temporary pause on research grant reviews. Here's Karen Crichton.
Researchers across the UC system are in limbo, waiting to hear about next steps after research has been paused for many. Christian Cazares is a postdoctoral cognitive science scholar at UC San Diego who researches autism. He also receives funding from the National Institute of Health, the largest funder of federal research.
What's happening right now is that individuals who have been funded by governmental trainee funds, so people like me and many, many others in the state of California, are basically completely in the dark about what funding will look like in the next year or even the rest of Trump's administration.
Casares is one of the lucky ones. He has been able to continue his research, but his future in the field is uncertain.
I have colleagues that were very much working for months on grants that no longer will be reviewed, and they won't know when they will be reviewed. And that means that they don't necessarily know if they'll have the money to continue their position in the coming year.
I'm Karen Crichton, KNX News 97.1 FM.
CIA now believes a virus responsible for the COVID pandemic most likely originated from a lab. This, according to a new assessment, points the finger at China. Report was completed under the Biden administration, declassified by the current director for the CIA, John Ratcliffe, sworn in last week.
I think we'll get to the point where every intelligence agency in the United States will agree with the CIA's assessment that the most likely outcome was from a lab in Wuhan. And we'll get more intelligence as time goes by, and we'll be transparent with the American people about what that intelligence says.
There's not anything new in this report, but the findings kind of center on, given the totality of evidence, a lab origin more likely than a natural one. They also admit they've got pretty low confidence in their own conclusion. Senator Tom Cotton chairs the Intelligence Committee, telling Fox News Sunday, important to make China pay for unleashing a plague. He was talking about tariffs or maybe new legislation.